Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
Over the years, we've heard stories of scorned lovers doing terrible things.
Yes.
This is easily the worst thing I've never...
Right?
This
was hard to beat.
This is the worst story. Like, go break his stuff. Go break her. Here's what happened. A Florida man has been arrested because he found out his wife was cheating.
Right.
He broke into the home of his wife's mantress. What do you call that?
Oh, yeah.
If it's a mistress,
male lover,
a girl.
Male mistress, a mantress.
Is there such a thing? There's got to be a name.
It should be. That's a good name.
I'm going to say mantress.
I would.
Broke into the home of his wife's lover and cut off his junk.
Yeah, he held a gun to the lover, tied him up, used a scissors.
A scissor?
Skizzers.
I had a saw sound. So,
And they don't even know where the junk is at.
He then fled the scene.
Yeah, called the popo. See, but I don't understand that. What? Get mad at your girlfriend, or your wife, not this guy. He's just a random dude.
She's the one who broke the vow, right?
Right.
So we're taking this awful story and using it for our own personal gain.
This is true.
The topic right now we want to talk about is, it's sort of relationship revenge, but what we like to call it is, he broke my heart, so I broke his blank. Mm. And so in this case, she broke his heart, so he broke her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Broke his, took
yeah.
his.
Uh-huh.
The story that we have literally doesn't say, the guy's been caught, but it doesn't say anything about whether the guy got his junk back or what they're going to.
Probably not.
If there's a.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Another story. Somebody said, my boyfriend cheated on me, so I wrote on all his Jordans with a Sharpie.
Oh, because we.
Like T-Hack and you have this thing where you're constantly talking about shoes and Jordans apparently are like, I know who Michael Jordan is, but I don't know anything about
his shoes
being
coveted. Oh, T-Hack's a huge collector.
Yeah.
You take a Sharpie to those, you've destroyed.
It's like going into your toy collection in your basement, all your MIBs, your mint in box.
Yes. Yeah. Mint in box stuff. It's just like that. Take it a
going
Sharpie.
Going in and just opening all the boxes.
It's worthless now.
I mean, you had a girlfriend, you broke her heart and she broke your tires, all of them at the same time.
Yes. I remember I took it into the Toyota place to get my tires rotated, and they came out, like two service techs came out to the waiting room and go, sir, did you just have a really bad breakup recently? And I'm like,
that
why?
That is such a great line.
Yeah. They said, we've never seen so much metal in rubber tires until your set of tires.
Yeah, she went crazy.
She went nuts.
You broke her heart, so she broke your car.
Dang it.
All right, so we're going to take your stories. It was the way you got back. It's somebody for breaking your heart. They broke your heart, so you broke their what? Here's somebody who, they broke her heart. Or his heart. He said, my girlfriend cheated on me, so I broke her credit. I maxed out every one of her credit cards on gifts for myself.
Dang.
I see the problem with one like that. You're committing a crime.
Isn't
so
that
many
theft?
Of these. I mean, you cut
fraud.
The guy's junk off.
You see, and that's what I never understood. That is when a man breaks up with a woman, her first instinct is to go key his car, basically get thrown in jail is what her first thought is.
Yes.
I don't understand that mentality.
Would you get arrested for this one?
Okay.
He broke my heart. So, she broke my heart.
Mm.
So I replaced all of her shampoo with Nair.
Oh, so all the body. No, you're doing her a favor.
You're doing it to her.
Oh,
it's her shampoo.
And that takes out the.
Nair removes hair.
Wow, that's...
So she will slowly but surely go bald.
Maybe
not even slowly. If Nair does what it's supposed to do...
It'll grow back. Never?
Yeah, no, it'll... Yes, it will grow back.
All right.
But if she's a person who values her appearance and her hair, she's going to go through a little bit of a rough patch for a bit.
I was going to say he's immature, but I guess it's going to... It gets revenge.
But is that, would that be a crime? I'm wondering if the police would be involved in
that's,
that.
Because you didn't maim her.
Yeah, it is assault of some. Kinda. Yeah, you've changed her.
You guarantee she's never going to hook up with anybody probably the entire time that she does.
Well, good for you. Well, good luck cheating, okay. This bald girl. One more. My man was terrible, she said. I was furious, so I shredded his passport.
Oh, was he like visiting here and he couldn't?
She said, if he wasn't going anywhere with me, he wasn't going to go anywhere.
Oh.
Period.
I kind of like that.
It's not the worst thing. Somebody else bleached all of his favorite shirts once he cheated on her.
Oh, okay. That's
just
not.
Just threw the extra little bit of Clorox into the thing.
That's not cool.
All right. So we'll set the bar here. Cutting the new man's junk off.
Okay.
No one's going to top that. But if you've done something awful in the name of revenge, he broke my heart, so I broke his blank. We want to hear your story. Jody?
Yai.
Yai.
He broke your heart. You broke his what?
I was 9 months pregnant with a second child and found out he was cheating on me. And I shredded every piece of clothing, his $1,000 suit, his life-sustaining heart medication down the toilet.
Wow.
You left him naked and vulnerable heart.
He had the clothes on his back, and then I let his mom and sister come pick up the bags of shreds.
You're right. Yeah. See, Jody, yeah, perfectly played. Yeah.
You know what's so funny about you?
What?
When we're just talking, it's just me and you in the room, and you're like, why the hell? There's no reason to do that to the clothes. And now Jody's on the phone. It's like, oh, yeah, no, rational. Good. Yeah.
I was 9 months pregnant. I was like, I cut the crotch out of his pants. Like, they were wearable.
And did he retaliate, or was he just accepted it?
Nope. He just accepted it.
You guys still together?
I'm going to.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for the call, Jody.
Yep.
You are such a chicken.
Well, she knows where we work.
Yes, she does. Candy.
Yeah,
you are disguised. He broke your heart, so you broke his what?
I broke his golf clubs and Tesla.
Wait, what?
Golf clubs and Tesla? Well, What happened? Did he cheat on you, or what happened?
He did. He was cheating on me with someone going golfing with her, so then I took his golf clubs and smashed them into his Tesla.
Oh, okay. You use the Tesla
as a driving range.
Mm-hmm.
Did just the Tesla break, or did you break the clubs as well?
The clubs as well.
Jeez.
So you broke every
over the Tesla.
What was his reaction to finding his best driver sticking out of the window of his super expensive sports car?
He was really angry, but that's what you get.
Yeah.
Did he press charges?
Good.
No, he did not. He did not press charges.
Okay. You guys still together?
Yeah, he's driving the Geo now. Yeah, that's a bit of a.
Yes.
I know it's. I don't know if it's an overreaction or not, but thank you. Remind us not to date you, Candy. Christina.
Yes.
He broke your heart. So what'd you do?
I broke his Xbox with a hammer.
I bet you felt so good too.
Oh, it felt great.
I want to do more.
Yeah, we'll go buy a PS4. I have a special hammer picked out.
Yeah.
That ended your relationship?
Well, after he called the cops on me because he said I assaulted him with it or whatever.
He called
I actually went to jail for a couple of days because of it. And I got, I didn't get convicted. I got a good lawyer, but I got arrested for domestic violence and criminal mischief because I broke an Xbox, like personal property.
That's half yours, though.
Yeah, well, you can only break your half. Thank you, Jessica. All right, Christina. Jessica's actually up next. Jessica?
Yes.
He broke your heart. What'd you do?
I took all of the baseballs that he got from the Rockies games. They were like signed by the players and stuff. And I took them and threw the cases and then just kind of destroyed the balls.
Oh, my God. He had a nice little case, each individual.
In a little square box.
Grabbed them all
up. I can picture it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. What'd you do with this Honus Wagner card?
Oh my God. Don't even explain with that.
And did he accept that punishment? Was that the end of your relationship?
Yeah. It's kind of over.
Yeah.
No, you're right. I applaud these. I'm turning a new leaf. These are great. Thank you, Jessica. Candy?
Yes.
Yeah.
He broke your heart, so you broke his
reputation.
Oh, his reputation.
Okay.
How do you break a reputation? What'd you do?
Well, I contacted employee. I contacted his in-laws. I contacted his wife. I contacted mutual friends, and I just told him everything about him. How he kept me hidden from his family, his wife, everything for 4 years.
Dang.
Oh, wow.
I was really in love with this man. He hurt me totally, so I just went straight to his employer and told him what type of man they had employed. He was a cheater. He was, he obviously still was married, dating me for 4 years, and he shoved under the rug. So I ruined his reputation.
That sounds really bad.
Well,
you did.
Yeah.
You did great.
Yep.
Thank you, Candy. I'm starting to understand why you're taking their side. Thank you for showing me the light, my friend. Courtney.
Yay.
Yay.
He broke your heart, so you what?
Broke his family.
Oh, no.
How'd you do that?
Terrible. Well, I slept with all three of his brothers.
Nicely done! Oh, my God!
That's perfect.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.